Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me? Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Perfect world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. Just wait.
Sherry, you won how many Snowfoos?
600. Isn't that right, Professor Stumblesnore?
600 it is, Spotter. Not a Snellfoo more. And everyone goes to the film you've been chosen to make. Welcome to Frog Snorts.
You get to make a movie? Wow, how cool is that?
She has 4 days. Come Friday, her film must be ready to show to the incoming class. It's a big honor, Spotter. Don't spend the money recklessly.
Sheesh, 4 days. Can you do it?
Yes, but I need help. I'll be too busy acting in the film, so I need a director.
I'll direct!
Well, let me!
I'll do it!
Matthew, you be the director.
Cool! Action!
I knew she'd pick Matt.
Inez, Jackie, you be the writers.
Okay, but what'll I wear to the Golden Globe Awards?
Let's write the film first, okay?
And Digit, you run the camera.
Me? Sure! When do we start?
Listen to Dodie. This is day one. First day of shooting has begun.
Ready to roll, Dig?
Rolling!
And action!
Welcome to Frogsnort School of Magic. Things are really popping. You'll soon learn that coming here will turn your world upside down.
And cut. Okay, everybody, lunch.
Okay, Matthew. What happened to all the lines we wrote about math and science?
Too many words, Nezzy. Film is visual. I needed to liven it up.
One hot chocolate with a whipped cream. Oops. Sorry, Buzzy.
Hey, ixnay on the Uzzy Bay. We're in disguise, remember?
And don't you forget it. I've hatched my most brilliant plan ever. Don't ruin it.
I love show business. I still can't believe we're making a real film.
Oh, but look at it all. The stuff that we've got. Can we afford it? Must cost a lot.
Relax, Dodie. 600 Snellfoos is a fortune.
But we can't have spent that much.
I counted it 4 times. There's only 300 Snellfoos left.
But how is that possible?
Easy, Mr. Director. We started with 600, spent 300, so we have 300 left.
We spent half of what we had in just one day?
That's right. If we spend the same amount tomorrow, it'll all be gone.
This is a disaster.
Why don't we just ask for more Snellfoos?
There aren't any more, Matthew. The professor said so. What we need is a miracle.
Wrong. What we need is a plan. A plan that tells us how to spend our money so we don't run out. A plan that we can stick to.
Oh, sorry.
I agree. We've got to spend a lot less starting tomorrow.
How much less? It costs money to be brilliant. Lots.
Hold on. Let's find out how much we can spend each day. We've got 4 shooting days, right? And we know we spent 300 Snellfoos today, day one. So, if we spend 100 a day for the next 3 days, that totals 300 snowfoos. Exactly what we have left.
But how can I make a movie for only 100 snowfoos a day? Huh? Huh?
Where's that magic charm the boss told us to get?
Well, it's here in the Chamber of Trolls. Somewhere. Okay, we found the trolls. Here's that magic thingy. Let's beat it.
Can someone please tell me how we spent 300 snowfoos today?
Well, I paid that snooty art director 10 snowfoos.
I think we ordered extra hot chocolate.
Don't forget the rest of the crew.
And the film stock!
Guys, this is way too confusing. We need to get organized.
Like how?
Well, let's make categories for our expenses. Like the art director, the Borgs, the whole crew, anybody who worked for us.
Okay, then. There are 20 Borgs on the crew, and we paid each one 10 snowfoos for today's work.
20 Borgs times 10 snowfoos equals 200 snowfoos for just one day? Yikes!
And we fed the crew, too.
At 2 snowfoos each.
New category, food. 2 snowfoos times 20 Borgs means we spent 40 snowfoos for food. Next category?
Film stuff. 10 snowfoos for cables.
30 for lights and camera.
And 10 cartridges of film at 2 snowfoos a cartridge equals, 20.
Okay, film stuff category. 60 snowfoos. 300 snowfoos for crew, food, and film stuff.
Finally, I can see where all that money went.
Yep. Now we have to decide where the rest is not going to go.
Fine, but can we do it in the morning? I'm beat.
All right, go to sleep. But somebody's got to figure out how to make this movie for 100 snowfoos a day.
Second day of shooting. Ready to start. But we're watching what we spend now. Check out the chart.
Okay, people, we now have a plan for spending no more than 100 snowfoos a day. It's called a budget. Here's how it's going to work. I've cut the crew down from 20 Borgs to only 6. So now the crew costs only 60 snowfoos a day. A lot less than the 200 we spent yesterday.
Cool. And less crew means less food. At 2 snowfoos a head times 6, that's only 12 snowfoos a day for food.
Wait, I made this food myself, so we can cut out 2 more snowfoos.
Beautiful! That cuts the food cost down to 10 snowfoos a day. This plan just might work.
Okay, budget lady. We cut out a lot of stuff, but we still need 15 film cartridges a day, which costs 30 snowfoos.
All right, Mr. Film Director. Digit, please enter 30 snowfoos in the film category.
30 it is!
Now, add up the categories, and we get a total of 100 snowfoos per day. Just what I figured. Fill in day 3 and 4 the same way, Digit.
Bravo, bravo! I'm truly impressed by your budget.
Really? Even though we fired you?
Who cares about money? This is art. I'm staying on as your art director, free of charge. And so are your caterers.
Cool.
Places, everyone!
Oh, boss. Did you say we're working for nothing?
All that matters is that we stay around the set so I can sneak this into the film. The Eye of Faenute is the secret to the success of my scheme. With it, I'll bewitch Stumble Snore and control every student at Frog Snorts.
Could you please hurry, Mr. Art Director? Time is money.
Just making sure the set looks exactly right. There.
Sherry, I just wrote this. It's for the last day of shooting.
Here in our Museum of Magic are powerful charms such as the Eye of Faenute. Looking at it for just 5 seconds will turn a full-fledged sorcerer into a salamander.
What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Buzzy,
what she said about the Eye of Fignut. Is that true?
Of course it's true. Why do you think the boss wants it in the film? We get Stumblesnore to look at that eye thingy for 5 seconds. It's goodbye, wizard. Hello, lizard.
The set is set, Mr. DeMatt.
At last. Places.
Rolling.
And action.
The Frogsnort Zoo is filled with amazing animals, like this hydra. Heads up, guys.
Oh, no. Burp that hydra till he coughs it up.
Burp the hydra?
Everything's perfect. The sound and the light, that scene that you filmed, is pure dynamite.
Yes, it's brilliant, Matthew. The professor will be so pleased.
Well, I couldn't have done it without a great script from Inez.
Why, thank you, Matthew.
This should please the professor, too. The expenses for today. We planned to spend 60 snelfoos on our crew, and we did.
60 budgeted? 60 spent. Check.
We planned to spend 10 snelfoos on food, and we came in on the money.
10 budgeted, 10 spent. Check.
But here's even better news. We planned to use 15 cartridges of film, but we only used 13.
And since 13 times 2 is 26 snelfoos, the camera department came in under budget.
30 budgeted? Only 26 spent!
So our total for day 2 is 96. 4 less than we planned, leaving 4 extra just in case. All right!
Third day of shooting. No way to fudge it. To finish our film, we must stay on budget.
Forget it, Matt. Not gonna happen.
But if we had the chopper, I could do an incredible overhead shot of the dragons.
Matt, the helicopter cost 30 snelfoos.
I can't think of the money. I am creating.
Well, create this. We can't spend 30 snelfoos we don't have.
Excuse me, but I can make like a helicopter.
Beautiful, Didge, and it keeps us right on budget. Ready, Mr. Art Director?
Ready.
Okay, cue the dragon.
Rolling.
And action.
Sports at Frogsnort run circles around any other school.
A real knockout.
Boss!
Huh?
Okay, guys, listen up. Here's today's expenses. Crew cost planned for 60, spent 60. Food, 10 planned, 10 spent.
Right on budget. Good job, everybody.
Well, not everybody. I blew it. I had to use one extra film cartridge.
Okay, let's see what that does before we push the panic button. The plan was to use 15 film cartridges, costing 30 snelfoos. But we actually used 60 for 32 snelfoos, which makes our total for day 3, 102. Oh man, now we're over budget. But just for the day. Remember, we only used 96 snelfoos yesterday. See? 4 less than we planned. So that covers the 2 we were over today. And still leaves us 2 extra for tomorrow, just in case.
All right!
You know what, Jax? Your budget idea just might save us.
We just want to say we think you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah!
And to show our appreciation, there's some extra ice cream left in our catering truck.
Ice cream? I'm dead.
We need a break.
Me too.
Yes, the Eye of Fignut. Let's make this a close-up.
Sherry, It's Professor Stumblesnore. I got your note asking me to come to see what you've shot thus far.
Only I was the one who sent the note.
What's this? Dear Professor, had to run out. Computer's all set. Press any key, sit back and enjoy. Oh, very nice. Good show, Spotter. What's that? Oh, dear. I hope that's not...
Come along, Stumpy. We've got some students to mesmerize.
Fourth day of shooting. It should be a hoot. We have enough money to finish the shoot.
Rolling.
And...
cut.
Hacker!
That's Headmaster Hacker of Frog Snorts to you.
You were the art director.
Was. Now I'm the new headmaster. And I'm going to use your film to announce that I'm taking over cyberspace.
Our film isn't even finished.
You'll finish it today. If not, you can kiss the iguana goodbye.
Is that Professor Stumblesnore?
Let's just call it an extreme makeover. And one more thing. I want you to film a big new scene of me.
We can't add a new scene. That means more crew, more film, more food. It's not in our budget. We can't pay for it.
I suggest you find the money in your budget, or the gecko gets it. Step lively, Professor.
We've got to figure out how to finish our movie to save the professor.
Hacker must have put in that Eye of Newt scene. We've got to cut it.
Great idea. We can replace it with the new hacker scene.
An extra scene means we need more film. We're talking 10 snowfools.
10 added to the 30 we plan to use brings the film stuff total to 40. Oh, no. That's 110 snowfools for the day. We're over budget.
So we need to spend less on something else. But what?
How about the crew? If we all pitched in, we could cut out one Borg.
Works for me.
That brings our crew cost down from 60 to 50. So, 50 for crew, 10 for food, and 40 for film stuff. Keeps our total at 100. And we still have 2 snowfoos left over from yesterday.
Dodi has found it. People take note, for only 12 snowfoos, we can buy the antidote.
An antidote to cancel the spell on the professor.
Then we don't have to shoot the scene with Hacker.
We can't take that chance, Didge. What if we don't get the antidote?
That's right. We have to finish the film, just in case.
Dodi, who owns this antidote? Think I can bargain with her?
I don't know. Maybe you might. The old maid of Greylocks likes a good fight.
Let me have the 2 extra snelfoos, Earthlies. A handsome cyborg like myself should have no problem charming a sweet old lady into dropping her price.
You have 15?
15? No way we can pay that much.
Take it or leave it.
Will you please take 2?
How about you clean pigsty?
Sheesh! The things I have to do to save cyberspace. Makeup!
Enough! I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. Director.
We've shot your scene 8 times, Hacker. We're almost out of film.
But those other times, I just... didn't feel in the moment.
Okay, one more time. And action.
Now that I've crowned myself Emperor of Cyberspace, I want to talk to all of you who have suffered or had a hard life.
Get over it!
With me in charge, you'll think the old days were a picnic. Cut and print. Oh, I can't wait to see the whole film tomorrow. Ah!
That's it, guys. The final edit. Everyone sure about this?
Go for it.
I have to say, Sherry, you made a good choice letting Matt direct.
You really mean it?
Yeah, but don't let it go to your head, okay?
You made a really cool film, Sherry. The professor will be pleased.
If we ever see him again.
It's day 5. We've got the goods. Pretty soon, we'll be out of the woods. I hope.
Silence! It's time for a preview of the film to be shown all over cyberspace once our conquest is complete.
Ugh, this is weirding me out.
Dim the lights.
Welcome to Frogsnort School of Magic. Things here are really popping. You'll soon learn that coming here will turn your world upside down.
When do you come on, boss?
Not to worry. I'm sure they save the best part for last.
Do it!
Get it?
Got it!
I've got the professor!
Can't be over. Where's my big scene announcing that I'm now headmaster of cyberspace?
On the cutting room floor.
What?
Where it belongs.
Stumblesnore!
I've reviewed your plan to conquer cyberspace, Mr. Hacker, and I give it a big thumbs down. Spotter, you and your friends have made a smashingly good film. Bravo!
Thank you, sir. Glad you approve.
And we didn't spend a snelfu more than you gave us.
Excellent budgeting. Impressive.
By the way, guys, what did you pay the old maid for the antidote?
The cost was nothing. Make that a zero. What's a little mud? The Didge is a hero.
She gave you the antidote for nothing?
Well, not exactly. Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
I'm going on a date with Jenna. She's so sweet. Hello? Oh, hi, Harley. Really? That's terrible. Well, sure, you can stay here. Sure, see you soon. That was my cousin Harley from Hollywood. He's passing through town and he lost his wallet with all his money. I better make sure I have enough money for tonight. Flowers, $10. Chocolates, $8. Two dinners at $20 each, that's $40. $14 for desserts for both of us. $12 for tax and tip. $16 for taxis. If I stay on budget, this will be a perfect date. Hey, Harley, how you doing?
What a miserable day. First, my plane was late. Then the guy next to me snored the entire flight. Then I lost my wallet.
Just relax, watch some TV, and I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Out to a restaurant called the New Leaf.
I'm going with you.
Oh, but you see, Jenna and I...
Come on, it'll be fun. Let's go.
Okay.
And then after the awards, I went to this wonderful party. All the biggest stars were there. Leonardo, Amanda. I danced with Hillary. She's very sweet.
I'll have the pasta primavera.
And Jenna's meal is $10. That's $10 less than I budgeted.
I'll have the steak.
Great. His dinner is $25. If I want to stay on budget, I can only spend $5 for my dinner. Could I please get a grilled cheese sandwich? Thanks.
Dessert? I have the creme brulee, please.
Jenna's dessert is $10. If I'm going to stay on budget, there's only $4 left for one more dessert.
I love them. Excuse us. Look, when I ask you if you want a dessert, just say no. Got it? One creme brulee. I'll have the rice pudding. And Harley, what will you have?
Nothing for me.
Oh, are you sure? The desserts are really great.
Okay, I'll have the rice pudding too.
If you order dessert, I won't have enough money. So just say no. Got it?
Sorry. My bad.
I'll have the rice pudding. And Harley, what will you have?
Nothing.
Are you sure? Positive?
Well, nothing for me.
Harley, would you like half of my dessert? I'm right on budget, with just enough money for a taxi. You know, I only offered you half.
But my half was on the bottom. So, you know, it really begs the question, why wear a Rolex when you can have a Cartier, right? I mean, this thing is custom made. Diamond encrusted. It's beautiful, really. You gotta see it.
Jenna!
Hey, what about me?
Sorry, my bad.